أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، we had our مقدمة, our introduction last week into the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how these signs, that if we pay careful attention to them, that these signs will actually increase us in faith and cause us to put our trust wholeheartedly and with certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guaranteed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That the true believers, without any exception, they are those with, that when the name of Allah is taken, their hearts tremble. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ. And if His signs are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, then their faith increases. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they put their trust in their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us open our hearts and let's listen with the hearts. Why? Because the heart is the seat of the human conscious. وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, the disbelievers, with which they don't think. The heart is the seat of the human conscious. In fact, they say that there are about 40,000 neurons in the heart, and there's more neural traffic traveling from the heart to the brain than what there is from the brain to the heart. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an, or are their locks on their hearts? Not on their brains, on their hearts. So let us open our hearts and let's listen with our hearts and ponder with our hearts and inshallah fill with iman the fullness of our hearts. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So we said that inshallah we're going to break this up into two. The one is dealing with the macrocosm, the common origin of the universe, and the other one has to do with the microcosm. That's what Allah ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We shall show them our signs on the horizons. And there are so many horizons. From the horizon of this world, to the horizon of the solar system, to the horizon of the Milky Way, to the horizon of our group of galaxies. We've spoken about it before. Inshallah, we'll mention it again. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. And within themselves, as we go down into the cell and into the lipids and the amino acids and the carbohydrates and the nucleotides and then the molecules, the compound elements that make up those cells, which is basically the machinery of life by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be our second part, inshallah. So first the macrocosm, we're going to look out. We're going to make dhikr today. Real dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ
ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. This is ذكر. Not necessarily ذكر or jikr, but this is real ذكر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the differing of the night and the day, there are signs for those who reflect. Those who peel away at just the exterior narrative of what is in front of our eyes. They look deeper. Those that remember Allah, standing and sitting and reclining, and they ponder over, again he says, and they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they say, Rabbana, O our creator and sustainer, ma khalaqta hadha batilan. You did not create this in vain. You did not create this without purpose. Subhanak, you are free of that. You're above that. You are free, subhanak, that's tanzih, meaning you are free of all imperfection. Faqina adhab an-nar. So save us from the hellfire, Ya Rabb. So inshallah ta'ala, we are going to start with the first exercise, dealing with the common origin of the universe. And every time we look up in the night sky, and every time we look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going to be inshallah, hopefully, the fruit that we're going to harvest from this discussion, whether it be the macrocosm or the microcosm, is that every time we look at Allah's creation, it is going to point us to Allah. فَوَا عَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُؤْصَى الْإِلَىٰ أَمْ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. What did the poet say? How strange it is. How can anybody disobey Allah or disbelieve in Him, when in everything there is a sign that points to His oneness? جَلَّ فِعُلَىٰ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. So our journey begins, and you will notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says sanurihim, speaking in the future, we shall show them. And there's another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, and they will see those who have been endowed with knowledge. علم. وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. People of knowledge. People of science. Knowledge is science. When you think of science, don't just think of a laboratory with a Bunsen burner. No. Knowledge is science. The Quran is a book of signs, but each sign gives us science. When we look a little bit deeper, we find the science behind the signs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the prediction that there's going to come a time وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, that those who have been given knowledge, whether it's knowledge of the stars, knowledge of the cosmos, knowledge of the cells, of biology, knowledge of the oceans, oceanography, knowledge of embryology, knowledge, whatever knowledge it might be. We're speaking about beneficial knowledge. You know, knowledge in Islam is not divided up into Islamic and secular. No, knowledge in Islam is divided up into Mahmud and Madhmum, praiseworthy and blameworthy. Most of knowledge is praiseworthy and beneficial to mankind. So any person of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees, and there's a condition. There's a condition to this. And inshallah we'll hopefully, depending on the time, we'll reflect on that condition at the end. There's a condition to this. But those who have knowledge and are sincerely searching for the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they will see those who are endowed with knowledge, that this book, this Quran, which has been revealed to you from your creator and sustainer, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will see that it is the truth and that it guides to the path of the Almighty, the Most Praised. So let us look up into the night sky. Let us ponder over this macrocosm, over the cosmos, over this known universe. And let us see if we can find out about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where this leads us to. Does it lead us to a common origin of the universe? Our story begins in about 1917 with an astronomer by the name of Vesto Slipher from America. Vesto Slipher. Vesto Slipher, he was the one to first observe the redshift data in the nebula. You know, the nebula, what people or laymen would normally term as stardust. It is that those clouds of nebula from where the stars and the planets were formed. The nebula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Holy Quran, in Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٍ. And then he turned to the heavens and it was smoke. Literally, if you go onto Google now, okay, not now, after Jumu'ah, inshallah. If you go onto Google and you put there nebula, N-U-B-L-A-E, nebula, and you put images, you will see what looks like smoke in space of different colors, smoke. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the exact term in the Quran, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then he turned to the heavens and it was smoke. Now the first astronomer to observe, to do a detailed study of the smoke, of this nebula, was none other than Vesto Slipher. This was in about, not 1917, 1912. This was in 1912. And what he noticed is that the color red was dominant. The color red was the dominant color that was being observed. But he didn't arrive at what the next astronomer arrived at. And that takes us to the famous Edwin Hubble, from where the Hubble telescope comes from. Edwin Hubble, from the Hooker telescope in Mount Nelson, also in America, he observed this redshift, not just in the nebula, but what he now discovered to be galaxies. Millions. In actual fact, they now consider that there's anything between 2 billion and 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. That just blows your mind when you think about it. And we're only in one of those galaxies. And for anything to make one circumambulation, one tawaf, to make one circumambulation around the Milky Way, which is about 300,000 light years across, it will take 250 million years. That's one galaxy. And there's over 200 billion galaxies, if not 2 trillion galaxies, in the observable universe. So, when Edwin Hubble, when he observed this, what they call the redshift, I mean, if you shine light through a prism, what do you get? You get the electromagnetic spectrum from red all the way to violet. And what they discovered is that an object that moves towards you in space, an object that moves towards the point of observation in space, then the light that it gives off will tend towards the violet end of the light spectrum. And an object that is moving away from the point of observation, the light that the object is giving off, whether it be a star or a galaxy, whatever the cluster, whatever the case might be, that means it's moving away from the point of observation, the redshift. So what did he discover? Edwin Hubble discovered that the universe is expanding. That's in 1925. We could have told him 1,400 years ago. Now, I don't know how old he was then. He could have asked us. We would have told him, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms this in the Holy Quran. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And the heavens we have built them with strength. بِأَيْدٍ. Only now they are discovering this, the dark energy and the dark matter which holds the fabric of the universe together. They're only discovering it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has created this heavens with strength, this great strength and power. and forces at play, all only by the command and will and grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, "Inna lamusi'un." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses very specifically a nominal sentence, not a verbal sentence. He could have said, "Wa inna lanuwassi'uhu." Oh, lanuwassi'uha, because sama is a feminine word. He could have said, "Wa inna lanuwassi'uha," and we are expanding it. He could have used a verbal sentence. But a verbal sentence in the Arabic language is something that can fluctuate. Fluctuate meaning it can start and it can stop, and it can be renewed. But if you use a nominal sentence, that is the understanding that we get from a verbal sentence. But if it's a nominal sentence, then it gives the understanding of something that is perpetual. Whether it's speeding up is immaterial, because that's a difference of opinion amongst the cosmologists. Yes, they agree the universe is expanding, as was discovered by Edwin Hubble in 1925 with the redshift. But some of them, they say it's accelerating as it's expanding, or is it traveling at the same speed from the time of the Big Bang? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa inna lamusi'un." Allah uses specifically the nominal sentence to show that it is perpetually expanding. Not like expanded, then it stopped and waited a few billion years and then expanded more. I mean, the universe, according to the cosmologists, is 13.7 billion years old. 13.7 billion years old in every direction. That's in terms of what has come back of the light since the time of the Big Bang. That is what they have estimated. So, having observed that the universe is expanding, okay, he found out late, but we could have told him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa yara alladhina," they will see. They will see. Excuse me. They just have to believe now. They've seen, now they must just believe. So, what they then did was, they took this model, the expansion model, and they thought, okay, if the universe is expanding, then if we have to reverse that expansion, then we should come to a common origin. And very interestingly, Albert Einstein, who developed his general theory of relativity in 1905, he had already laid the groundwork to actually discover that the universe had a beginning, because the general theory of relativity means that these huge masses in space, when just like on a trampoline, if you take a big iron ball and you put it on a trampoline and it's surrounded by tennis balls, you will see automatically that the weight of that iron ball will stretch the trampoline and make all the tennis balls go or roll towards that iron ball. Now, this is, in very simple terms, this is the general theory of relativity. But at that time, the dominant theory about the universe was that the universe is static, that it's always been here. But when he discovered the general theory of relativity, his immediate thought was that the universe must have a beginning. But then what he did was, he took the cosmological constant. So you've got the theory of relativity, which is gravitation. Then you've got the expanding universe, which is the cosmological constant. And so what he did was, he fudged the cosmological constant in order that the gravitational pull and the rate of expansion should cancel each other out, in order to stick with a static state, or what they call the steady state theory, that the universe has always been here. Because if the universe doesn't have a beginning, it doesn't require an initiate. We spoke about that last week. You know, the universe is going through change. Anything that goes through change has a beginning. The universe is going through change, so therefore the universe has a beginning. If the universe has anything that has a beginning, requires an initiator. The universe has a beginning, therefore the universe requires an initiator. So in order not to upset the boat, because this atheism, this new atheism, based on, okay, now the steady state theory is out the window. But the new atheists, they are still holding on to this neo-Darwinism. That's also been disproven with empirical evidence. But we're going to speak about that in the microcosm. Today we're out there in space. Don't get lost. Jamaat al-Muslimin, when they did, in actual fact, what happened was Albert Einstein, when this knowledge came to him about Edwin Hubble's find of the redshift that the universe was expanding, and there was a French astronomer who was actually a French astronomer who was a priest as well. His name was Georges Lemaître. And when they were attending a conference one day in Europe about the fact that they have now discovered the universe is expanding, so that the universe must have a beginning, when he presented this to Albert Einstein, when he got to the conference and he met with Edwin Hubble invited him back to America. He went to the telescope and on Mount Wilson, and as he observed through the telescope, he admitted, saying that his attempt to circumvent the conclusion that the universe had a beginning by gerrymandering his own equations of general relativity was the greatest blunder of my life. I mean, he spoke German. Some say they interpret it as the greatest stupidity of his life. After being shown the evidence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes so far as to actually explain the origin of the universe. When this Big Bang, in actual fact, the person who came up with the word Big Bang was Fred Hoyle, who was actually an opponent of the Big Bang theory. He said, oh, just like a Big Bang, he said sarcastically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 30, أَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتْ رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth was joined together, and I'm going to put in brackets now, in a singularity. We're going to get to Stephen Hawking now. In a singularity. Until we, in fact, the word ratqan, again, the word ratqan, just like with Einstein's general theory of relativity, he spoke about the fabric of space. The fab that these masses in space, they are bending the fabric or stretching the fabric of space. The Quran, we could have told you, Albert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. Allah swears by the heavens, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. What is حُبُك? حَبَكَ يَحْبُكُ. Literally means to weave. To weave fabric. That the universe is like woven fabric. Allah said, revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 1400 years ago. Likewise in this verse, do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth was sewn together? I'm translating directly. There's so many different, if you go into the different translations of the meaning of the Quran, you will see so many different variations. But if you take the literal meaning of hubuk, it means woven, like woven fabric. If you look at the literal meaning of ratqan, it means sewn together. Do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth was sewn together in a singularity, in brackets. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا until we unstitched them. فَتَقَ literally means to unstitch. رَتَقَ means to stitch or to sew. فَتَقَ means to unstitch. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا until we unstitched them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we created every living thing from water. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they still not then believe?
When I was doing some research on this verse many, many years ago, okay, I'm not that old, but I mean, not like when Edwin Hubble was doing his research, maybe about 10, 15 years ago, I came across an article written by a quantum physicist from Sweden. And I quote for him, I quote him at verbatim. He said that the hadron correlations. Now, hadron, what's a hadron? A hadron is, this is quantum mechanics. They call protons and neutrons hadrons. And each hadron, because quantum mechanics deals with subatomic particles. You know, an atom is made up of, you know, 99% space. In actual fact, they are lost on that at the moment. But they say that the nucleus of the atom is made up of protons, neutrons, and a field of electrons. Right. So with quantum mechanics, they look at the subatomic particles. They look beyond the neutrons and the protons. And they say, and he said, he writes here, that the hadrons, or the quarks, he said, each hadron is made up of three quarks. He says the quarks are sewn together in their hadron correlations. This guy doesn't work at a clothing factory. This is a quantum physicist. He uses the word sewn, that the quarks, the smallest building blocks of the universe, are sewn together in threes in their hadron correlations. We could have told him, 1400, just pick up the Quran. Do they not see that, the disbelievers, do they not see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together in a singularity? Until we unstitched it. They built two hadron colliders, that's what they are called, or particle accelerators, one in Brookhaven, California, and the other one in Switzerland, where they take, like gold, for example, which is a high number of protons and neutrons, a high number of hadrons, in other words. And they accelerate these particles in this particle accelerator at such high speeds that when they collide, they give off heat to the temperature of 1 trillion degrees Celsius. And what happens at that moment, and this is what happens with a supernova when a star explodes, this is exactly what happens. They're trying to recreate, in inverted commas, the scenario of under which the Big Bang took place. And so what happens at that temperature is that the strong nuclear force is broken. It's called gluons. Sounds like glue, that keep the quarks together. And that strong nuclear force is broken at that extreme temperature, and the quarks are unstitched. And then they form new elements, out of which the planets and Riyadh and the Jama'ah have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They actually took a micro photograph at the moment when the particles collided, and they blew it up, and it literally looks like thread that has been thrown out in a 360-degree direction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we've created every single living thing from water. And if you consider the universe as a living, breathing organism at the micro level, at the atomic and subatomic level, then the first isotope that appears in the universe is what? Is H1, which is deuterium, heavy water. One in every 6,000 parts of water is deuterium. And that is the first isotope to have formed. And we created every living thing from water. أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they not then believe? Now, Stephen Hawking said, we're going to come to Stephen. Oh, Steve. Oh, Steve. Unfortunately for Stephen, he couldn't admit like Einstein. Einstein at least admitted that he fudged the cosmological constant in order to try and prove that the universe has always been here. No beginning, no need for a creator. Whereas Hawkins, with his study of the singularity, because he came to the idea that if you reverse, just like Edwin Hubble did, and you go all the way back, then literally you get to a point in time where there is infinite curvature of space and zero volume.
which equals nothing. Zift, zilch, nuks. 0 plus 0? 0 times 0? 0 divided by 0? 0 cos 10 and 0? Nothing. And nothing comes from? Nothing. Unless before there was nothing, there was something. Or someone. As the our beloved Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith recorded in Bukhari, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرَهُ. Allah was and there was nothing besides Him. ثُمَّ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And then He created the heavens and the earth. This is in the Quran. And we are planning our next holiday. Jamaat al-Muslimin, wallahi, we have an eternal miracle in our hands that needs to be shared with the world. And mashallah, there is a movement, even in the so-called Judeo-Christian circles, that's what they like to call it. We know without Islam, you wouldn't even have Judeo-Christian thought. Why? Because Islam is the religion of all the Anbiya. Islam is the religion and the faith of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the first to the last. But we have a duty. And alhamdulillah, we have access to so much knowledge today. But just be careful of ChatGPT, eh? It's kit kata. Well, ChatGPT, wallahi, is full kata. Go and research, go and download the PDFs, the articles about the common origin of the universe, about fine-tuning. That's another amazing thing. How finely tuned the universe is. That if it had to be out by one part in 10 to the power of 120, then the universe wouldn't have, it would have folded in, would have collapsed on itself. They look at all the different, the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the ratio of protons and neutrons and electrons in the universe, the gravitational force, the cosmological constant, all of these things. I mean, one part in 10 to the power of, I mean, there's just imagine, there's 100 million or 100 trillion cells in your body. That's only 10 to the power of 14. And the universe has only been alive for 10 to the power of 20. 10 to the power of 20. Just one part in that and everything. There had to be. When you look at that, we see design. And where there's a design, there has to be a designer. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who ponder over His signs. Fill our hearts with iman. And go and share that knowledge with others, that they too can see the truth and come to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. We have a program which is going to be, actually not for you guys, it's ladies only. And that's not like a, you know, an advert, you know. It's a ladies only program, Quran competition. Where's our chairman? On Sunday. On Sunday. So this is an announcement for the ladies, not for the men. Okay. So for our sisters in the back, there's a ladies only female Quran competition here at the masjid on Sunday. What time is it? Sorry? From 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock, inshallah. Huh? Sorry, till Dhuhr. Okay, of course, yeah. Dhuhr mak, ya salam. Okay, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجاء بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانت رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان الله ولم يكن شيء غيره صدق الله وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخلق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلى بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم صل إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاكدين الظالمين المجرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا, اللهم اشف مرضانا, اللهم اشف مرضانا, وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله, وأقم الصلاة. قام الله أداما مدامة السماوات والأرض, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. إني وجهت وجهي حنيفا مسلما, إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك, فإن مع العسر يسرا, إن مع العسر يسرا, فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. وبارك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.